and it's time for Skip It or Stream It for this week. We picked a major film both of us had wanted to see for a long time, never got to the theater for it. It's the length of the film that did it for me. I wanted to watch it at home where I could get up and do bathroom breaks because I take a lot of them during long movies.
Right, yeah. We had to pause it a few times because you don't want to miss anything.
That's
it's
right.
It's 3 hours long, but there's so much information packed in it. I felt like if I had to get up, I would have missed something.
Exactly. And we're talking about Oppenheimer, which was recently in theaters. It's already on streaming services like Amazon Prime and Apple Plus for purchase. But if you're going to see it anywhere in the theater, it's no more than that. And you can probably have the snacks at home, I would guess.
Right. And I was happy to pay the $19.99 because it is... I'm just going to go ahead and right now and tell
well,
you...
stream it.
It's such a great movie.
Of course.
I love all the characters. Like, yes. Of course, Cillian Murphy played Oppenheimer.
He's from Peaky Blinders. You would know him from that series if you're a fan, which that might be my all-time favorite. No, second. Second all-time favorite series next to Sopranos. You got to see it, Terry.
Robert Downey Jr. was almost unrecognizable.
Well, he was.
They aged him quite a bit.
You know, go ahead.
No, I just couldn't. It took a while to figure out if that was him.
I know. I didn't know the whole cast before I watched the movie, or I had seen it a long time ago and forgot, but I didn't realize until after I saw it that that was him. I just looked at it now, and I'm like, that was Robert Downey Jr. I didn't wrap my head around that
idea. I loved Matt Damon as the general, his dry humor, and how he played such a... serious character,
right.
But it was basically the comic relief, if there was any, in this movie. He was it, and it was great. Of course, Emily Blunt was great as Cillian's wife, and yeah, it was really good.
Now, J. Robert Oppenheimer, just in case you're not aware, is the inventor, or what they claim to be the inventor, of the atomic bomb
in
America.
There was a team of the Manhattan Project.
He was ahead of the Manhattan Project.
And it's interesting because he does get a lot of the credit, but when you show the movie, they show how many brilliant minds were behind it.
No, it's a team, but he led the team. He's like the face of the whole thing.
And he assembled the team. He knew who he needed to be on this team to make this project work.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it was a long movie, but there was a lot of character development, so it was necessary to have the length. And also, I really enjoyed the moral debates and the fact
that was my favorite part.
And if you go back and look at it, I think there was a lot of historical accuracy here as well. There were a lot of scientists in that crew that objected to the whole morality of inventing the bomb in the first place.
Right.
And they were very vocal about it. They're like, they'll start us on a dangerous path. And I think towards the end, you kind of see a turn in some of his way of thinking, too, on it. Although he had a lot of moral dilemmas, and they were very nuanced and complex. That's why it's a great movie. You know, you have to follow it closely.
Well, and a lot of the argument on the other side was, well, if we don't do it, someone else is going to.
Precisely.
And then they're going to hold up. Like, someone that might... We're doing it just to protect people.
Yeah.
That someone else might do it to destroy people.
Mutual destruction, mutual deterrence. There's been a lot of terms for that kind of
exactly.
thing. Exactly. Yeah.
But and when they were testing the different bombs and stuff, and they're like, we're going to need to get further away. Once they started to realize how powerful this was.
That part was freaking me out. I'm like, how are they still sure? Like, you know, like, let's make sure we're far enough away, guys.
Right? I still thought they were a little too close.
Yeah, if you could see the launch site at all, I'm like, it's still too close, man. I'm going to move back past these mountains, and I'll see if I can see a red flame above the mountaintop. How about that?
What was interesting was that small town they built to do their research and to do their studying. They built this small town so people could bring their whole families, because they say, listen, it's going to take 2 or 3 years to do. No one's going to want to move here if they can't bring their whole family. We need a church. We need a school. We needed this.
Alamos,
we needed that. So, and then they built this town, and the general made a comment about how much money this research was. He said $1 billion at that point, and they weren't even near close to being done.
Oh, I know.
So I can only imagine how much the cost was for this entire Manhattan project.
Oh, it's huge. I forgot that they had built a whole town out there too, and that was their
I didn't know about that. Yeah.
I thought it was already there, the whole city. All right,
I wonder if you could tour that, if that's still around in existence.
It seems like it is, but I'd have to check. Let me ask you a question, though, before we wrap up here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were on that team, because this is one of the big questions of the film,
right?
The big plot lines, and you had the chance to say, it was only the team that knew you guys were getting close to being successful, and you had the chance to stop everything at that point, maybe sabotage the project,
right.
Go to the guys and say, hey, we're not going to report we were successful to the government, we're going to squash this
right
here. Would you have done that, or would you have moved forward? What would you have done?
Okay, well, I think the argument that other people were already months and or years ahead of them, and they knew that it was inevitable, would have kept me continuing with the project. Unfortunately, only because you know that if you're a great mind, there's other great minds just like you. So if it's not going to, at least if it's you, you can have control of it, or you can, because what their job was as a scientist now is to bridge the information to the military and say, but listen, this is how dangerous this is.
No, I get it.
If it was someone else building it, they might not have had the caveats in place to say, listen, this is not something we actually use. It's just something we create and use as a deterrent for war.
Yeah,
what about you?
I think I
said, would you have stopped it?
I say it the way I think now is I would have put my foot down. I would have said, I know somebody else might invent it, but that's assuming, you're assuming they're going to use it. You're assuming not very much about human nature. If nobody else has the weapon, maybe they won't use it. Also, if we build it, then we are assuring an arms race.
That's true.
I would have seen that. So, but I don't. I say that now. It's easy to say it now. I don't know what I would have done then.
I think that was the most interesting part, is the debate over, you know, these, just because we have the knowledge to do something, should we do it? Much like AI.
Correct.
Just because we,
exactly like AI. No, it's not at all like AI. It's not at all like AI. But AI could.
You don't think?
Well, AI,
I think it's exactly like the AI
could create something like that secretly. That's the thing about AI. We don't know where AI could go. Don't get me down that road.
Yeah, fair
anyway,
enough.
Anyway, stream this film, Oppenheimer, 100%. Don't waste time. Don't delay. Go see it.
Don't let the length deter you. It's definitely worth the 3 hours. It flies by.
100%. Skip it or stream it. Oppenheimer, stream it on Apple Plus or Amazon Prime.